Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We've been talking all week about tolerance, and today I want to finish the week by discussing beliefs. Believe what you want and allow others to do the same. I'm going to repeat that. Believe what you want and allow others to do the same. This is the very foundation of tolerance. Why is it that we feel the need to force our will on other people? It doesn't make sense. The whole game here is how can we peacefully coexist? You believe what you want to believe. I'll believe what I want to believe. No judgment. You do whatever you want to do. As long as it doesn't affect me negatively, what's the difference? If you want to live your life a different way, if your interpretation of God is different than mine, that's fine. Let's just exist. And why does there have to be such conflict? And why do we have crazy people forcing their will militarily on other people? You know, these idiots over the weekend on all the Paris bombings, trying to force their will because they don't agree with the way of life of the Western world. So here's a thought. The moment you find someone that's trying to force their will on you, go away and go as far away as you can, as quickly as you can. Stay away from those people. You believe what you want to believe. Let others believe what they want to believe. Don't force your will on anyone else and don't allow them to do it to you. Here's another thought. Don't allow anger and fear to take over. Find a way to dissipate that anger. It's easy after viewing the events of last weekend to really allow that anger to just get underneath your skin. And for a while I was doing that, and we talked about it on Monday. But you can't allow that anger to take you over. You've got to find a way to deal with it. Find that escape. What is it for you that's therapeutic, that takes you away from things, that'll allow you to calm down and be rational? But don't let that fear and anger take over. Another thought, resist the need to judge other people. We talked about this on Tuesday. Why judge? Just let people do what they want to do. You haven't walked in their shoes, and until you have, the way I see it, that doesn't give you the right to judge them. So let people do what they're going to do and just accept what is. And finally, take the opportunity to appreciate what's good in life. There's so many great people out there, and the great people by far outnumber the bad people. Focus on the greatness. Focus on the good. Focus on the people you love. And focus on what's going well for you as opposed to going the other way. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I simply ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. It just means getting here for a few minutes a day. Before we finish, let's just take a moment, get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me on Monday for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, remember the mantra. That is, believe what you want and allow others to do the same.